But right now, I'd like to welcome an old friend to the show. Let's go ahead and open the door and welcome Marge, the swim coach, into the studio.
Oh, hey, man.
Because
hi, George.
I should have known.
We understand it's one of her favorite holidays, or at least used to be, fast approaching. Hi, Marge.
Hi, non-George. I don't know if your viewers know this, but I'm George's high school swim coach.
Okay. I swam before high school. I did not swim in high school, and you were never my coach, but it is good to see
and
you.
And thank
again.
Goodness I was your high school swim coach back in the day when teachers lusting after their students wasn't so frowned upon.
Well, it was too.
Because I used to stare at George's swim trunks, and it was like a lion looking at a steak.
I didn't swim in high school, and don't be gross.
You know how much a lion's mouth waters while he's looking at a desirable piece of meat?
Yeah.
Well, my mouth watered, too. Really watered.
Okay.
Marge.
My mouth would get so wet looking at George.
Oh, stop it.
Marge, that is...
I'd have to change clothes afterwards.
That is student teacher. That is inappropriate.
Yeah, it was inappropriate
back in the day. You have to understand context.
It was a different time.
Different time.
Not that different.
Different time. Valentine's Day used to be my favorite holiday. Now... Right. Not so much.
Oh, why not? It should still be a fun day for you.
Because I haven't known the touch of a man in over 3 decades.
Oh. That's a long time.
Back in the day, you could say 2 things about me. I was a very good teacher, and I was very sexually active in the community.
Okay.
Very sexually active.
We don't
and
need
George
to hear
knows
that.
This.
I don't know that. How would I know that?
Back when I was your coach, I was very comely. It was very comely.
Old term for pretty.
All the students had a crush on me. Of course, this was back when my legs worked and the goiter hadn't quite gotten so big.
Yeah.
Marge, there's got to be something you wanted to talk about besides these.
George, remember what you used to say about me?
No.
I have my yearbook here that you signed. It's the only possession I've kept with me all these years.
That's not an official yearbook.
You signed it. I have it here. I'll open it for you. It says, this is what George wrote. This was his inscription.
Oh, this is going to be false.
To the Wheaton High Centennial teacher with the softest hand I've ever known.
No such school.
Thank you for being the hottest swim coach I've ever had. If I was 10 years older, I'd do something to you so hard you'd never be able to walk again. Oh. Ha! Exclamation
ha,
point.
Ha! That doesn't really soften it.
I didn't write that. I didn't go to that school.
Little did he or I know that just 1 year later, he would make good on that promise.
All right.
Dear, we're learning way too much about your relationship.
You're not learning anything.
But I have to say,
ridiculous.
Despite the 4 decades of mobility inconvenience, that night was worth it, George.
There was no night.
George continues, quote,
no, I don't.
After I win all the Olympics with my swimming prowess, I promise I will take care of you financially and housing-wise for the rest of your natural-born life.
You made a promise.
I didn't.
He added, I will never break this promise, even if I become a local radio talk show host.
Okay, that's pretty specific there.
Forever your favorite student, Love Gills. That was George's nickname.
Gills.
That's not me.
I've never
swam
had that
like a fish.
Because he could swim so well.
Yeah. I've had a lot of nicknames.
And he was hung like Gil Gerard. Oh. I remember that too.
Would you stop?
George, I now call on you to fulfill your yearbook promise.
What's that?
I need a home.
Oh,
where are you living?
And some money for soup.
Shelters downtown.
I live down by the Trinity.
Still?
In a makeshift lean-to.
Still?
Not even a proper lean-to, just a makeshift one.
We got to get you off the banks of the Trinity.
Please, George, I need help.
There's plenty of shelters
and
here.
And I'm a romantic. I need love.
Well,
George, for balance.
I'm a woman.
Norm's,
I have needs. Don't
Norm's
let
just,
the chair fool you.
Norm's just down the hallway.
You know any cute single guys?
Yeah, I guess I know.
I'd love to start a family soon.
It's a little late for that,
well,
Marge.
I'm sure my eggs are not as fresh as they once were.
Yeah.
In fact, they probably say best if used by 1975 on them, but I'd like to try to get started.
Okay.
I'd love to get on those dating apps, George.
Okay. Well.
But the lack of a smartphone kind of hinders that.
Oh.
You can at least get her a phone.
If you could just set me up with Rhino, we can start our baby-making toot sweet.
Oh, gosh. Well, yeah, I got Ryan's number. Maybe you can call
Please,
him.
Please, for Valentine's Day, will you set me up with Ryan's?
Okay, sure, I'll try.
And let me live in your tool shed?
That's the least you could do.
Much trouble.
Well, I don't have a tool
you
shed.
You could just put a box of crackers out there every once in a while.
Okay, Marge. No, you can't come live with me, but I will call Ryan's for you.
You're going to leave me crying, aren't you? I'm crying again.
Don't cry.
Oh,
don't
Marge.
Cry.
Here, Happy Valentine's Day.
This. Here, take a sandwich.
Look how wet I am, Marge. From these tears.
Yeah. Well,
here, Marge, here's some Sherry's berries.
Oh, yeah. Thank you. Let me just wheeze it. I'll just try to get the chair over there and see if I can grab them.
Be careful.
Hopefully I won't fall over.
Be careful.
Oh, God. Oh,
oh no. She tipped over in a chair. She took that corner at about 30 miles an hour.
She got on one wheel and just
Are you okay, Marge?
That's okay. I'll just belly crawl on out.
No, let me help you. I'll help you.
There she goes, Marge, the swim coach.